Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to BitFriends Radio Internet Talk Show. This is Valerie Molyneux, and I am the president and founder of BitFriends, a vitiligo support group. And we are delighted to let you know that BitFriends is now live for your listening pleasure every other Thursday evening at 6:30 for 30 minutes, 6:30 to 7, every other Thursday. What we will be bringing to you is individuals, dermatologists, and others, supporters and friends of BitFriends. We would interview them and share in conversation with them about this condition. We're hoping that you will listen to our show, would follow our show by calling us at 1-805-285-9710. Again, that number is 805-285-9710. We would hope that you will click on the word follow on the link and would follow this show. By clicking follow, you would be sent an email reminder of our show weekly. And so again, we trust that you'll follow. More information can be found at our website, which is www.bitfriends.com. Again, www.bitfriends.com, and see what we're doing and how we're sharing and touching lives. This is a group for individuals with vitiligo and your friends and family. We're here to support you, to encourage you, and to remind you that you are fearfully and you're wonderfully made. Just to share a tidbit about myself, when vitiligo first became a part of my living, it drove me to a place in myself that I knew was there but never came alive. And so from vitiligo, poetry began to flow nightly as I delved into a place within me that was strange to me. And so even now, I'd like to share with you the very first piece of poetry that came from my place of vitiligo. And the title of this piece is Beautiful No More. Vitiligo is a skin disease that takes my pigment away. Sometimes I feel so low in my spirit that I just want to run away. Run away from my work, away from my husband, even away from my children. But when I consider how much they love me, running, I see, just won't work. So I stay and face another day of stares and looks galore. Sometimes it hurts, but there's nothing that I can do but go on and on even more. Old photos sometimes bring comfort, but sometimes they can even bring pain. Think of how I once was, but now that's gone for sure. I stay in a mode of depression, praying. Praying, oh God, for a cure. And maybe, yes, maybe someday soon I will be beautiful once more. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the place I found myself, looking at myself as not being beautiful anymore. But today, I have a new story to tell. That is not the place that I am anymore. And so here's another poem from my book entitled Overcomer. Life throws us sour lemons. Sometimes it's grapes so sweet. But no matter what it throws your way, remember, you are an overcomer. Let positive words flow from your lips and positive thoughts consume you. Don't let negativity have a place because you are an overcomer. Let your spirit rise above the mud and above the cares of life. Remember, you're above and not beneath, and that you are an overcomer. So stand up and hold your head up high. Things will try to hold you down. Just know that you will go through because you are an overcomer. Whatever it is, you can go through it. You can ride the waves. You'll see. Whatever comes, you can handle it because you are an overcomer. And so that was the poem that I wrote after pondering and meditating and thinking that it was all over for me. But I thank God that he has proven himself to be faithful and that I am an overcomer. Vitiligo will no longer hold me down. Vitiligo will no longer hold me in bondage. I am free to live in this skin that I am. I am a vitiligo person, and I will live. And so my latest piece, and the piece that I've been asked to say at several functions, is entitled That. And so it asks the question, if you're out there, what is holding you back? What is holding you down? Ladies and gentlemen, the poem entitled That. What is that that tries to steal your joy? And what is that that tries to shut you down? What is that that makes you want to scream? And what is that that tries to crush your dream? What is that that wipes your smile away? And what is that that gives you sleepless nights? What is that that gives you great heartache? And what is that that keeps you wide awake? What is that that your loved ones can't understand? And what is that that your children just don't get? What is that that you said you'd try to do? And what is that that has its hold on you? What is that that you wish you could have tried? And what is that that you never got to do? What is that that you wish you could have done? And what is that that others have done to you? Now, release that and prayerfully let that go so that you can begin to soar in the direction that you are really meant to go. God bless you. And to our vitiligo community, we ask that you follow us, that you visit our website, that you will get become a part of what we are doing. We are supporting and encouraging the vitiligo community of friends and family. We are a family-oriented group. Please write us at vitfriends01@aol.com. Share your story with us. Hopefully one day we'll get a chance to interview you, but we'd love to hear from you. God bless you, and you have a wonderful day. We look forward to you joining us live. God bless you.